This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Ireland has achieved what is surely a rare condition for a national budget, a surplus, the equivalent of $11 billion extra dollars generated by soaring corporate tax payments from tech and pharmaceutical companies. But can the Irish government balance public expectations and address pressing issues like housing and homelessness? Here's the BBC's Leanna Byrne.
You might think that having too much money is a good thing, but for Ireland, it comes with its own set of challenges. Irish Times economic columnist Cliff Taylor says Ireland has gone from generating $4 billion in tax a year in 2015 to more than $20 billion now.
Ireland has had a low corporation tax rate for many years now, since the mid-1950s. Ireland has been lucky enough to be in the right position to attract a massive new wave of investment, particularly from the pharma sector and technology.
And even though companies like Google, Apple and Meta are paying lower taxes than they would in the US or UK, what they pay is still a lot of money for Ireland. The thing is, when you've got a giant pile of cash, everyone suddenly has ideas of how you can spend it. So what do voters in Ireland think? Well, opinions vary. Elaine Fallon owns Brookwood Pottery in Dublin.
I'd like the government to put the money back into the health service to open up extra beds for people.
Housing is a hot topic in Ireland. Oisín Fhuilán is 34 and lives in Dublin. He says the government needs to use the money for public housing.
But I'm also keenly aware that it is unlikely, given the ideological commitments of our government, that they will do this and instead choose to spend their housing budget on things like the housing assistance payment, which ultimately and effectively is just a subsidy for landlords.
Oisín Field, a student in Dublin City University, wants help with housing too.
Try and combat the housing crisis, or, well, I don't know, put in place some like laws against vulture landlords, or try and build some emergency housing or something like that.
For business owners in the hospitality sector, they want the VAT rate, an extra tax that gets added to things you buy and is collected by the government to help pay for public services, to be reduced after it was recently put up. Gregory Auré, who owns French café Le Petit Breton, says the rise is challenging.
The VAT increase recently from 9 to 13.5% makes it difficult for everyone and for the business.
And with a general election coming up next year, where the government chooses to put its money will be keenly watched. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.